And now we've got another Ian who's from the RAF, and he's going to be telling us a little bit about why the RAF are here tonight. And can we start by asking Ian what any of our students, any of the girls or boys from the other schools would expect to get from a career in the RAF?
Yeah, it's very rewarding. Obviously, you get to travel the world as well. You get to fly around quite a lot of places. You get a lot out of it. You get a lot of good friends out of it, good career choice, and you get a lot of good money out of it as well. But it's a very good, rewarding lifestyle.
And what sorts of things would they need to have in place before making an application, in terms of qualifications perhaps, or in terms of attitude?
Right, attitude, obviously you need to be set towards a military mindset, so you need to be aware of potentially going away when you come into any military force. GCSE wise, you can range from G's for certain jobs right through to a minimum of 5 GCSEs at C or above, and obviously for officers, things like that, you're looking at A levels really, a minimum of 2 for some jobs, especially things like pilot.
And would anybody who signs on the dotted line tonight, so to speak, anybody who's thinking about a career, be expected possibly be in a theatre of war in the near future? Is that something that they ought to be concerned about? Or
I wouldn't say concerned about. Obviously, there's a good chance within 18 months you will be deployed somewhere, but it doesn't necessarily mean somewhere like Afghanistan. You could always end up somewhere like the Caribbean or Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got places all over the world, so we do train in some good places as well as the bad.
And in terms of your sort of attendance tonight, is this the kind of thing that you do on a regular basis, the RAF does on a regular basis, so are you doing this kind of job regularly?
Yeah, I'm actually in recruiting at the moment, so I work out doing careers fairs, presentations, and I work in schools and colleges all the time. We cover 600 schools, so I like to get the word out there, so we do a lot of leadership and development training as well out in the schools, and it's usually quite a good product. We get a lot of good feedback from when we go out.
And when you say leadership and development training, that's not necessarily at a careers fair then? Would you be working in subject areas, PSHE or something like that maybe?
Yeah, we can work in various schools. We work in things like public services courses, but a lot of schools get us in to do 2-3 hours at a time. We get people thinking about communication skills, leadership abilities, working as a team, and there's lots more abilities like that we can actually teach you how to improve on.
And would I be right in thinking there are ways that people can be in the RAF remotely while they're studying at university? Cadet force type things, does that still exist?
We do have an air training corps, but that's more for 13 to 18 year olds. There are certain opportunities if you get accepted into the Air Force to do jobs where you're actually within a college environment, so it's more like your doctors and your nurses. We don't actually have anybody who can stay in university and be serving at the same time. It's not possible, but we need to get things like scholarships and bursaries, all that kind of thing. We need to get people in for.
And I suppose then, thinking towards the end of somebody's career in the RAF, What do people from the RAF typically go on to? Because I suppose some stay there for the whole of their working life, but anybody who leaves goes on to do what kinds of things?
The world's your oyster. A lot of people will snap your hand off. If you present a portfolio saying you've been in any of the forces, not just the RAF, you've got the experience there, your chance of getting any job, whatever you want, as long as you put the effort in and you're confident in what you do across, people will actually take you pretty sharpish.
That's been fantastic. Very informative. Thanks very much for that, Ian.
All right, thank you.